certainly a big rear end goes a long way in rebounding.
No doubt.
Rebounding certainly does. So I would say that jumping and leaping ability, but certainly positioning.
Free throw shooting is all up here, isn't it?
Yeah, I would say the number one thing is practice. I would think I would
practice.
Certainly practice, yeah. No doubt, practice will do it. And you got to develop a rhythm is very important for a free throw because a free throw is different. A free throw is different than a jump shot in the flow of the game. Huh. You've got to get...
Not in my world.
What I suggest is this.
You can barely get a sliver of paper underneath my feet when I shoot a free throw or a jump shot. So.
But it's different. So you should go up to the free throw line every time. If you guys are ever in a free throw contest, when you practice... Practice the same thing every time. If you do three dribbles, four dribbles, if you spin it, if you touch your nose and knees and toes, whatever it is you do, do it the same thing every time because you are in your own little, like, world. You know what I'm saying? Your own. It's like putting. You should do the same.
It's like my life. I live my own process. World. What are you talking about?
Bend your knees, breathe in, flick of the wrist, and always bend your knees. Always.
Okay.
What would you, is there a baseball, you know how you, people say free throws and putting, is there a baseball...
I was going to say, you improve your offensive rebound, you just make more shots. You don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, that's true.
Fair point. Is there something, there's not really anything baseball that's, baseball has individual tenets.
They would be like guys getting in the box, you know, they got to touch their wrist or fix their batting glove
or a pitcher trying to find the zone. I mean, there is some sort of individualistic portions of baseball, which is a great team game. But
true. Pitcher's a different story.
But the only thing that's individual about basketball is free throw shooting, really.
Yeah. It is.
I thought, even playing basketball, the difference, you know, like, it was fine shooting them until all of a sudden, you know, it got a little different with like a technical. Everybody's pulled off, then there's nobody there.
It's a little
there,
weird. You know? But yeah. Like, in football, the only thing that's like that is kicking, where you sort of are individualized. You're sort of doing your own thing.
Provided those other, you know, provided.
Well, you need the snapper and the holder to do their thing, but it's not like a quarterback has to have a receiver catch the ball.
Yeah.
Who knows? I mean, they'll probably take that out of the game. It's probably too dangerous for those guys to be playing. Well,
they're talking about taking PATs out, which I'm okay with.
I hope they don't.
And then they wanted to have this 10-second delay for offense. What a joke.
You've been out of shape about
that. I hope they don't.
I think it's stupid.
Why are we looking to change rules? I'm very confused of what's wrong with football. What is so wrong with football that we're going to change the rules?
We worry about the play clock and get players. That's what I tell people.
Good Lord.
Stupid.
I don't get it. I like it the way football is right now.
Yes, I have no problem with football. I like it as well.
But it's baseball.
Well, okay, let's change it then.
Yeah, let's change it. Let's make our own rules.
Boy, what do you think of football? It's perfect. All right, let's change everything. Steven.
Yes.
What's up?
Not much. I'm really enjoying y'all's concert today.
Our concert?
Thanks, bud.
Thanks, buddy.
Your concert's fantastic.
Me.
The weather's getting great. It's getting time to go play a little baseball.
Yes,
are
sir.
Are they going to play baseball good this year, or are they going to suck like the other two teams do this year?
Who's that?
Are the Razorback baseball team going to play well this season? Or are they going to be like the other two teams and not play so well?
Oh, I don't know that they're going to struggle quite to that level. They are going to have to replace a lot of pitching to be competitive. But if there's one guy I believe in, it's Scott Norwood. If there's another guy I believe in, though, it's Dave Van Horn. And he is a fantastic coach, and I'm sure they'll be very good.
They will. I hope they are.
They will. They got some good talent. They're going to be just fine.
We were talking to Jay Sawatsky in here earlier, and Jay was on a team that was picked to finish last, and all they did was screw around and win the SEC tournament if you need them.
Exactly.
How do you do?
Mess around and get a triple-double.
That's right, PB.
Like they pick us all the time towards the end. They don't know.
They don't know.
I tell people all the time. I don't go to their practices. They don't go to mine.
Right.
I don't know the
what's your philosophy? Would you rather be pitch-heavy or bat-heavy?
Pitch.
Always.
When you became a head coach, it changes. You know, I used to be an assistant. It's like, man, let's score runs. This is awesome. And
you realize.
Now we better stop scoring runs. People stop scoring runs. So, got to get pitchers. Lots of them.
Do you see colleges try to recruit based on how this stadium is? Kind of how some MLB?
Absolutely. Yeah. Like, if you play in a bigger park, like Creighton for you, they play where the World Series is. They play in the new Ameritrade Stadium. You know, what? I think there's been zero home runs ever hit to center field out of that park.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched it a replay. Creighton was the first team during the regular season to hit a ball out at night down the left field line with temperatures under whatever. You know, so they play in a big park. They're very pitching dominated. We're playing in a little smaller park, and that's why we've been in the top 10 in the home runs and things like that. We run the base as well and steal and da-da-da. But, you know, but just like even playing here at Dickie Stevens, you know, that's a very pitching-friendly park.
Right.
You know, you can get away with living up in the zone a little bit more and because the outfield and the way the winds blow. And mm-hmm. so, yeah, you do. You kind of play your team to your park.
I bet you'll see some home runs this weekend at UALR at Gary Hogan Field. So I would
better
get up
be
there.
Wearing maroon.
That's right, big guy. if you want in for Pat's trivia question at 433-1037 or 1-800-477-1037,
I
have a trivia question as well. Okay. My trivia question has an audio clue. Today, and I want to thank Easy for sending this in, it was 20 years ago today that this happened, a very well-known confrontation. This happened 20 years ago. Tell me the parties involved in this confrontation at 433-1037 or 1-800-477-1037. Winner gets tickets to the Valentine's Day Extravaganza hosted by our own Pat Bradley at Sticky's Rock and Roll Chicken Shack Manana.
Who's coming?
My ass blasted for giving them hell down in West Virginia, and here you get a hell of a job right here today. Good job. Three class guys, and you pick them out here and single them out. You can't get that damn nigga to threaten the guys. Shut up, Come on. You got a good team, and you don't need that edge. That's why I was telling my kid to knock your kid in the mouth. Standing there pushing in the game.
Some things never cease to amaze.
Some things never cease to amaze him. Okay.
Sound like a good party.
Oh,
what a
buddy.
Classic.
That's what I'm talking
classic
about.
Classic clip.
Which two parties involved in that particular confrontation, Jeff?
That would be Mr. Calipari, Mr. Chain.
That is correct, sir. You're going to Sticky's Rock and Roll Chicken Shack. Enjoy it. Now, everybody else, hang on, because Pat has another trivia question for you. That is the only audio clue comes from Pat's lips. Which, if you're lucky, tomorrow night at Sticky's, some kisses will be coming from there as well. How are you?
The last time the Hogs went to Missouri to win, and an interesting little tidbit is it was the night that Mizzou Sports Arena was dedicated.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, let me get a little
Just you can just give me the season. You don't have to have the date. Just the season.
I've got a tiger by the tail. It's plain to see.
All right, the last time the Hogs had the Tigers by the tail in Columbia, Missouri. What year was it, Clayton?
Be the series. Sorry. Series record is 20-20.
Who's leading? Welcome to the zone. What's your name?
Hey, this is Bobby.
Bobby, what's the answer?
Is it the North Carolina-Arkansas game? Happened in Pine Bluff.
No, the question is, what is the last year?
It's an answer. Some
it's a good answer. The last time Arkansas won at Missouri, what year?
I'm sorry, what happened? I mean, I got a call. It beeps when you asked.
No, that's okay.
It's been that long. No one remembers.
When was the last year Arkansas won at Missouri? 433-1037. I'll give you a shot at it. I'd have no idea, but... it wasn't last year. I'll give you that hint.
Yeah, I know that.
Don't talk down to me. I'm just saying.
I don't know that. Hey, I don't know the answer, Pat. I'm going to send you a message. You better give me some of the tickets.
Okay, bud.
I don't know the answer.
All right. You want to throw a year at me?
78.
Missed it. I'll give you a hint. There was like a couple guys that played in an NBA game. Well, D-League. Two D-League is one NBAer.
Oh, here we go. That helps. 433-1037.
It's the new stadium.
Jamario Moon.
The new arena.
I don't know. ABA guy. Well, no, that kind of gives an idea of the time period.
Yeah.
I was in the ABA for
Ahern,
one.
Ahern, right there?
Huh?
It was Ahern, the old stadium, old arena?
I think so.
Coach, I was, for one glorious night, I was a professional basketball player, rim rocker.
Nice.
1 of 6. Got a rebound.
Doesn't matter.
You know what? Shonson Johnson stole a rebound from me. I would have had 2. Jeff.
It's Joe.
Hey, Bob. Last time Arkansas had a win at Missouri, what year?
81.
No.
Dang it, I wanted you to win.
Jill? Wow, really? We've won a lot at Missouri since 81.
Okay, well, you have to talk down to Jill. She just tried to answer your question.
I thought it was Jeff.
Hey, the condescension isn't supposed to start till 1 today. Malcolm.
Yes, sir.
What do you say?
1990.
No, sir. No, sir. No, sir.
I have no idea. Clint.
Was it 94?
Actually, we've won a few times since 94.
Wow.
Believe it or not.
We played them a lot in non-conference, huh?
Yeah.
Mike.
Yes.
Mike? Robert?
Yes.
All right.
No, sir.
All right.
He just cracked himself up. I'm wrong. Hey. Hey, that's funny. Eric.
1996.
No.
Jill again.
This is like Price is
Although
Right.
96, we did win there in 96. I had 30, but if you need me, just let me know. Thanks.
We do need you. You
hey.
Need 30.
Thank you. Yes, yeah. Jill.
Hey, I think it's going to be 98.
No.
Dang it. Still not 98.
That was it. Actually, we didn't play him that year.
What? Can you give me a decade? The
thousands? Two guys on their roster played in the D-League. One guy is still playing in the NBA.
That doesn't help. I don't know who is from
Missouri. What guy still playing in the NBA?
I don't know anybody from Missouri who played in the NBA.
No. Arkansas. We.
I thought you meant Mizzou.
We are Arkansas.
See? It must have been the way you asked the question. TJ, what year?
2005.
Can you elaborate on the season you're referring to?
So is it 04, 05, or 05, 06, I guess, is his question.
04, 05.
It is a 405!
Oh, thank goodness. Woo!
In 2004, 2005, we traveled to Mizzou with Ronnie Brewer, Olufemotimi.
Olufemotimi, oh my gosh.
Charles Thomas, Dontell Jefferson, big fan. We had Dontell on the show.
Is Olufemotimi a Michigan native, or did he transfer from Michigan?
He went from Canada, grew up in Michigan, to Arkansas.
Okay.
Recruited by Stan Heath. Dontell, Stephen Hill, Big Stephen, Darian Towns, Eric Ferguson, Rashad Sullivan, Jonathan Modica. We whooped them 62-52, we did, on December the 7th, also known as Larry Bird's birthday.
December 7th? Or Pearl Harbor Day.
Yeah.
I'll say this. If Arkansas holds Missouri to 52 tonight, I bet they win. And if they don't, fans are going to go nuts tomorrow. Safe to say?
Did I say we also beat them in 96, 97, too, at Mizzou?
Maybe you did.
At 30, if you need me.
Coach, you've been watching the Olympics. Congratulations. Hang on there, and Matt will get your info, and you can head to Stickies with Pat. Coach, you've been watching the Olympics at all?
I have, just a little bit.
Favorite event in the Winter Olympics?
I actually like watching them do the downhill.
I do too. Men's downhill combined is today.
It's pretty awesome.
It is spectacular. Do you ski?
Not like that.
No, but I mean, do you ski?
I try,
yeah.
Yes.
I'm amazed by how many people I've talked to. RJ, I was talking to RJ last night. RJ has a lot of idiosyncrasies that I can't really recommend for anyone. Doesn't eat ketchup, doesn't eat ice cream, doesn't drink the milk at the bottom of the bowl after he eats his cereal. He also likes to take a shower after he hits the restroom, and he also has never skied, which is not the weirdest thing that he has. He's also afraid of clowns. That is weird.
Did we get the name of the guy who won?
Yeah, TJ, you got it.
How many more do we have to give away?
Three pairs.
We gave away one on the morning show today.
Oh, did we? Okay.
Yeah,
well, good. If Jill calls back, I'll give her one.
We can give away some tomorrow, too. Gabrielle Union, I told you this earlier, she is marrying Dwayne Wade, despite the fact that he shows up with a kid from some other chick that he conceived while they were dating. She's apparently a very forgiving woman. She's a very attractive woman. She's a very talented woman. But she is not an idiot because she says, I will be getting a prenuptial agreement, which I hope for her says, if you show up with another kid from another broad, you owe me $10 million.
You know what is so sad? What is so, so sad is a lot of guys in Dwayne Wade's situation wants to get a prenup. And he has mind-freaked her into being the one to suggest a prenup. So he can be, oh, no, baby, it's true love. She goes, no, I want a prenup. See what I'm saying here? The guy's a fantastic mind-boggler. Can't take him anymore.
I don't know what your plans are for Valentine's Day, Coach. Pat, obviously, is going to be kicking at Stickies.
Baseball game.
Oh, that's true. Poor Shields is on the road, too. They're going to be sitting down in Louisiana on Valentine's Day in between the University of Louisiana game and the University of Monroe game, Louisiana Monroe game. So he's going to be on the road, although Kenneth probably could appreciate the break. Anyway, for those of you who are looking to go above and beyond, hop on a plane and take her to Manhattan. I'm talking not Kansas, Manhattan in
Beach?
New York.
Oh.
A once-in-a-lifetime mega date this February 14th with 9 libido-lifting courses, almost guaranteed to produce a yes if you ask her a big question, like, do you want to go home with me?